Sitting on the exam table in Dr. Adu Kiradongo's office, Bessie Hernandez explains to him why she's here.
First I start sneezing, then I start having a runny nose, then I start coughing. I woke up this morning and it's really hard to breathe. So I was like, well, let me go to the doctor before I get too much worse.
It's been a while since Hernandez had that option. She lives in Moorhaven, the only city in Glades County.
There's the health department that has doctors that are contracted in, but other than that, there's no other doctors in Glades County. He's the only one.
Dr. Adu Kiradongo runs a family medicine clinic in Moorhaven. He previously worked in West Palm Beach for 17 years.
Medicare basically put me out of business. I was looking for employment. We just started here in October of last year, and right now we are seeing things getting a little bit better.
The owners of the clinic also established a pharmacy last spring. It's the first time the county has had a private doctor's office and a pharmacy since the 1950s.
Historically, Glades County has had some difficulty attracting and retaining physicians. It's been sort of a revolving door situation.
Tracy Wurls is executive director of the Glades County Economic Development Council.
We've been able from time to time to recruit physicians into the community, but for one reason or another, they relocated and had to close their practice.
Glades County borders the western shore of Lake Okeechobee. Its one city, Moorhaven, is home to about 1,700 people. The rest of the county's 12,000 residents are scattered over 800 square miles of land. Wurls says this makes Glades County less attractive to private doctors.
We're an underpopulated rural area. There's kind of a perception that there's not a large client pool here to serve.
But that's not exactly the case. Residents like Bessie Hernandez have gotten used to dealing with the lack of health care providers.
I would just go to the ER or work it through my system myself. My family, thank goodness, wasn't sick a lot. I mean, there's people in this area that have a lot of health issues.
I just sold a few things today.
James Grego is holding his weekly yard sale outside of his trailer home. He moves past a refrigerator, a keyboard, and a butterfly catcher on his motorized wheelchair. He now uses one because he's got
diabetes real bad. Losing my legs. Still a traumatic experience. I got nobody here that can help me, even with the wound on the back of my leg. I got it caught on the chair.
Grego has been going to the new clinic, but his conditions require more care that's hard to get, as Dr. Kiradongo explains.
We don't have the resources like we do in a major city. We don't have specialists here. And for tests, you have to refer out.
The closest hospital is 16 miles away in Clewiston. Hernandez says transportation is an issue for a lot of residents.
People beg, borrow, and steal to get somebody to take them to a doctor.
Glades and Hendry County Health Department nurse Tony Myrickle says the lack of providers affects the health of people living here.
You know, if they can't get in to see a doctor, especially in the early goings of their illness, their condition just worsens. So it just makes them that farther behind when they finally do get in. It's hard for them to get better.
The longtime physician at the Glades County Health Department retired 7 years ago. Since then, Myrickle says it's been a struggle to bring in doctors to see patients.
Yeah. I'm glad to see you here. Hope you stay.
Well, great. Well, thanks.
Dr. Kiradongo is finishing up with a patient. He says he hopes he can sustain his practice here.
Our fear is basically not getting the support that we need, not only physically, but also financially, because that's going to be crucial for us staying open. You know, certainly we realize that the patients and this community needs more and more care.
But his arrival comes in the midst of a series of blows to Moorhaven. The only grocery store just shut down, and the local Bank of America branch is closing. Tracy Wurls from the Economic Development Council says the arrival of a doctor's office and pharmacy is significant and could turn things around.
I think it's very hard to call yourself a community when you don't have, you know, the basic services that go into giving a community its identity. You know, a post office, a grocery store, a doctor's office, a drugstore. Just the things that you automatically think of, you know, when you think of a small town in the United States.
Okay. Otherwise, I think you should be able to recover well.
All right.
Bessie Hernandez is leaving the clinic with a prescription for antibiotics that she'll fill at the pharmacy next door. She's lived in Moorhaven since 1981. Like others here, Hernandez hopes this doctor succeeds and keeps practicing in Glades County. For HealthyState.org, I'm Farah Dasani.